football.
Hey, we're going to get back to the show in just a second, but a quick shout out to Federated Mutual Insurance Company. Federated is here to help business owners, and they've been helping business owners in the state of Minnesota for over 100 years during pandemic periods and non-pandemic periods. It really just helps tremendously to have an insurance company that gives you peace of mind as you navigate the challenges of running a business. When you partner with Federated, you get more than just a policy. You benefit from over a century of experience in making businesses as successful as they can be. Visit federatedinsurance.com to find your local representative. And remember, at Federated Mutual Insurance Company, it's our business to protect yours.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. Get in the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and scorenorth.com.
Reckless speculation.
Trade talk.
Juicy rumors.
Oh, that's right. Purple Daily. No Mackie today. Zolgad and Declan Goff, but no Mackie does not mean that we pull the reins back on the art of recklessly speculating and sometimes giving you some speculation that might seem reckless now.
Sure.
But turns out to be absolutely on point. And we have one of those potential scenarios on today's edition, this Monday, Purple Daily. But before we do that, Declan Goff, before we get into reckless speculation, before we get into mock draft Monday, in which we have a couple mock drafts that we're going to get to. And one of them, let's just say, has a very interesting choice for the purple.
Love it.
Before we do that, I'm trying to think here. Let's see. The weekend. I'm trying to think about what we did this weekend.
I forget it too sometimes.
And it seems to me that the weekend goes perfect with the right beverage, right?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And it seems to me that when we're talking about the right beverage, the guy who usually has the best choice is Declan Goff.
Oh, it is. Because it's Corona Hard Seltzer. It's the only hard seltzer made with those weekend vibes. It's the only hard seltzer made with reckless speculation vibes. When before I really get into the mock draft season, I always crack open a Corona Hard Seltzer. I have to. I have to absolutely have Corona Hard Seltzers and be a couple seltzers in before I do my mocks, Judd. You can't go full sober without a couple seltzers in when you get into a mock. Come on.
It makes you a better mocker.
It does.
It loosens you up for mocking.
Yes, it really does. Because this month and every month throughout the year, discover Corona Hard Seltzer, the only hard seltzer made with pure beach vibes. With a refreshing splash of fruit flavors such as tropical lime, mango, cherry, and blackberry lime, Corona Hard Seltzer is a tasty spike sparkling water with a splash of natural fruit flavor that allows you to enjoy the moment. In each can, Corona Hard Seltzer has zero carbs, zero sugar, 90 calories, and is gluten-free. Relax responsibly. Corona Hard Seltzer, spike sparkling water with natural flavors imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm willing to bet that there were a few Corona Hard Seltzers tipped back during the Sunday edition of Ventline that Declan Goff is now hosting on a weekly basis.
We had Alex in Texas, we had Aaron in Georgia, and Ryan right here in Minnesota. So we were represented all across the country, Judd Zolgad.
So plug it. March now. Plug it. Yeah. It's March. It's a Sunday. I'm sitting around and I think to myself, you know what I'd like to do tonight? I'd like to sip on a few Corona Hard Seltzers and I'd like to talk some Vikings football with the very knowledgeable Declan Goff. How can I go about doing
that? Well, it's very simple, Judd. Just like on Ventline, you know, we like to bring in a barrage of people on Vikings Ventline. That's what we do. However, this one's a little different. I like to get a select guests, and then we just have a little round the horn. I put on my Diet Tony Reale hat.
Oh, are you doing the Reale thing?
I put on my Diet Tony
Reale
hat. I gotta put a little paper on to throw at the camera towards the end. I gotta get on that. But at the same time,
you kids today are crazy.
All you have to do, email me VikingsVentline@gmail.com. VikingsVentline@gmail.com. We already have a list of some in queue ready to go for every Sunday, but we're going to try to go every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. If you want to get in on Vikings takes, please shoot me an email, VikingsVentline@gmail.com. No Mackie and Judd. Oh, they might join every once in a while. I shouldn't speak for you guys. You guys have your own show. This is their own thing. So VikingsVentline@gmail.com if you want to get in on.
Reckless speculation.
Should we get to it?
Let's do it.
All right. Reckless speculation mixed with some things that we are hearing through the grapevine, okay?
Yeah.
So this is where...
We're not making things up.
This is where reckless speculation meets what I would call potentially reckless reality.
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
Do you like that one?
I do.
All right. Our guy, Doogie.
Darren Doogie Wilson.
And you can check out Darren's appearances on The Scoop. That he joins us, what, each Thursday on The Scoop for the Mackey and Judd show. And then he also does his own Scoop podcast. And there is more to come, actually, when it comes to Score North and Doogie's doings for us as well that will be announced in the coming weeks, which is pretty exciting.
It is.
But he is throwing around, I would say reporting, that Anthony Barr, Vikings linebacker, does not want to restructure the remaining 3 years of his contract. All right. Now, what does that mean? Because that's the next question. Barr's salary cap hit for 2021 is $15.1 million. The cap savings, if he is cut or traded as the new league year begins, which is going to be this month, is $7.3 million for 2021. That's the savings, okay? So, if he will not restructure. And the thing to keep in mind here that's important is nobody is saying that Anthony Barr is not important.
Right.
He's not the player that I thought he was going to be, but that does not mean that he's not important. He got hurt, I think it was in the second game of the 2020 season against the Colts. Torn pec muscle, if I'm not mistaken, and missed the remainder of the season. And there's been great debate and there's been great talk about what's going to happen to him because he did sign that fairly rich contract extension when he decided not to go to the Jets a couple years back, Declan. And there is the camp that says Anthony Barr does more defensively as far as the signal calls and getting things set defensively and making plays that you don't necessarily see. And so he is a very important ingredient to Mike Zimmer's defense.
Yeah.
The other faction, and I've probably fall in between here, says, yeah, but he was supposed to be this sort of pass rushing presence, which the Vikings never really have gone down that path at all with him. A bit surprising. And that he, for what he's paid, is not worth it. Okay. I will say this. If they have gone to him, which I'm sure that they have, and said, we need you to restructure. And Anthony Barr has said unequivocally, no, I'm a veteran.
Unequivocally, no,
I'm too important. I signed because I think the deal he signed to come back here instead of going to the Jets, which, by the way, he opted out of taking a deal that was essentially done with the Jets. If I'm not mistaken on that contract, he did take less, but it's still a good payday. If Anthony Barr has told the Vikings, that's the contract that you signed me to, and that's the contract that I'm going to hold you to unless you release or trade me. With where they are cap-wise and the cap coming down and the amount of players that they probably need to sign, either from outside the franchise, and or we'll get to this in a second, or within the franchise, I don't know that you can afford, Declan, to keep Anthony Barr.
This is for $15 million for a linebacker. I don't understand sometimes the positional spending in football. You know, like last year, Anthony Harris got franchise tag. Like I understood because that's a franchise tag. It's a different situation. It's what the average annual value of the top five highest paid players at said position. So he got $11 million. But you also had Harrison Smith making a pretty penny too. Very worth it. I'm not trying to say Harrison Smith is not worth that money. But then you add it up and you're starting to spend over $20 plus million on safeties. And then you have a $15 million linebacker and you have a $32 million quarterback. Well, how the hell are you supposed to make other improvements? So, look, Anthony Barr rightfully so signed a contract that he wants to honor and he wants his agent that he worked for to get and he wants to play under that cap. At the same time, Anthony, number one, you haven't stayed healthy. We're trying to win some football games here. And if you're going to hold the fort down for $15 million that I'm not going to restructure and help out this team, well, then we are going to cut you. We can spread out that money. We can kick the can down the road. I don't like having to get in the habit of that, but they have people in position who are very good at that. And Rob Brzezinski and Rick Spielman, they know how to kick the can down the road in salary cap.
And he probably just flat out needs a pay cut.
Exactly. I mean, he's not worth $15
million. I wouldn't smooth this out.
No.
I would tell him we're going to cut your pay because that's all right, or you're gone.
I fall under the camp in the Anthony Barr Vikings with the Vikings fans who say, I don't believe he's that good at football. I'm not trying to say he's bad. I shouldn't say that. But I don't think he's as good as he is advertised by the much smarter people who know football better than I do.
I think that he is an important part of the defensive structure, but the key word that I just used there is part.
Yeah.
He's not a linchpin guy.
No, he's not.
And he play and Dex, you said it again, and we can I feel like we could pound this home forever, but the position, the linebacker position, Eric Kendricks has proven, right, that he deserves his payday. He has been great. But I am not going to pay two linebackers or two safeties huge dollars. I'm just not going to.
Yeah,
I can find somebody else that can play that spot, and I need them to be good. But if we're talking about where am I going to pay guys? So, like, where am I going to write the checks? Because it's a salary cap league, so you can't be like, well, how about you write it a linebacker and you write it a dude? No, it doesn't work that way. I'm going to write checks at quarterback.
Yep.
I'm going to write probably higher checks than I want for certain O-linemen.
Okay.
I'm going to write a fairly substantial check for defensive ends, because if you get guys that can rush, they're special. I'm going to do it for cornerbacks, but I'm not going to do it for across-the-board linebackers, and I'm not going to do it for running backs, and I'm not going to do it for safeties. I'm just not. It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
And here's the problem with Barr. So if Barr draws a line in the sand and says, I am not restructuring, the problem is this. He's going in 2021. He's going into his age, by the way, 29 season. So he's not a young man.
Nope. He's up there.
His cap number for 21, $15 million. Age 30 season 2022, still under contract. Cap hit for that year, $15.6
million. No, can't do it.
He's under contract. No, I don't think that he'd be back by this time, but he's under contract actually through 2023. Age 31 season, $18.1 million. I need him to restructure.
Right.
Or I'm done with him.
Yep. I think that's exactly what you need to do. Look, Barr, I know there are hidden talents there that people like Pro Football Focus can point out that, look, it's not just because he's not getting sacks. And even though they've always claimed they want to get him after the quarterback, he doesn't put up the sacks total, but he has pressure rate. He has good pressure rate.
And
he's
I gave
also
up on that whole sack.
I know that the Rams game in 2018, he got absolutely exposed. But in general, he's a very good coverage linebacker. He can cover. Which you don't see too many. I mean, Eric Kendricks does this phenomenally. He is a very good coverage linebacker.
He's fantastic.
Right?
Yes.
So there's things that Anthony Barr brings to the table. At the same time, that's why I tend to go with Vikings fans of, I don't see it, and he's not worth it to me. So you can find Eric Smiths of the world, you know, or Eric Wilsons of the world. You can find Eric Wilsons in the fourth or fifth round that can plug and play, and you can use those guys effectively. If I'm the Vikings, I just can't pay a linebacker $15 million right now. I cannot. And then also, and maybe we'll transition to it on another day, but Harrison Smith, right? Like, you could cut him for zero against your cap. At the same time, if you're going to lose Anthony Harris and then you lose Anthony Barr and you don't know Daniil Hunter's camp right now, you need Harrison Smith back. I'm not in the market of giving him an insane long-term deal at 31, but you need him back and you need him there to be the linchpin in that defense.
Oh, absolutely.
He is
yeah.
your linchpin, right?
Right.
So there's literally a humongous trickle-down effect of, if Vikings fans think that Kirk Cousins is being held back because the defense wasn't playing up to his potential, well, if you start cutting Anthony Barr and you don't give Harrison Smith a new deal and you don't address your defensive line, you're in the exact same spot you were in 2020. So this is a complicated mess, but if Anthony Barr wants to help out this team, he'll have to restructure his deal.
How about I attempt to uncomplicate it for you a little bit?
All right.
Reckless speculation.
Hit me.
Okay. So you've talked to Barr and, more importantly, his agent.
Mm-hmm.
And they've told you, Rob Brzezinski, Rick Spielman, Mike Zimmer, buzz off. We got contract. And you're like, yeah, you do, but I can't do it. Okay. Your options are one, release him and then free up in cap savings $7.3 million for 2021. But you could also do the exact same thing by trading him. All right. Now, I think he's overpaid.
Yep.
But I also think he's valuable. He's coming off an injury, which scares you. But let's just say that you can sell to teams what the Vikings, I think at one time, were trying to sell to us, Declan Goff. And that is, I think Anthony Barr can do a lot of things. He's a very solid player, but I think he can do more. And it's not going to happen here. But if you get him, watch that tape. Tell me that he still can't be your Jason Taylor, okay? pie in the sky to me now. But let's just say you can sell that because there's always teams that are going to say, if we get him, we can change him, right? Like there's always going to be guys that say, Zimmer might be a great defensive mind, but he blew it on this one and we're not going to. What if I told you you could shop him for a third or fourth round pick? Now I become a lot more intrigued by how this plays out. Just saying, I think that there is a case to be made that I don't know I that like you that. Could get a third round pick for him, but I think you could start there.
I think you can start there.
I think you could start there, yeah. And I think that you could probably get a fourth round pick.
Look.
And now we're on to something to strengthen your draft and to get some salary cap room from a guy that you would like back. But if he has truly said, I'm not restructuring,
yeah,
you've got X amount of choices, and one of them is to at least attempt to trade him.
Absolutely. I think I'm much more in the camp you trade him than you are just you flat out cut him.
Reckless speculation.
I mean, why wouldn't you? If you can get a third round pick for it, get some draft capital back, absolutely you have to make the call. Make the call, get the haul, Rick. And I mean, for God's sakes.
The haul might be small, but you still make the call.
Well, you make the call. Look, a stocking stuffer is still a gift, man. Stocking. Some people might say the stocking is the best part of Christmas. I disagree with that, but I do know people.
You like stockings?
So my sister loves the stocking more than the presents.
I think women like stockings more than guys. I've never liked the stocking. Yeah, so my mom liked the stocking. I didn't like the stocking.
Let's use that with Anthony Barr. Anthony Barr, the return is the stocking. It's a little cute little knickknack in there, and you weren't thinking that it was going to be something of worth value, but it is. So I think you pick up the phone and you try to get one done on draft day.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is when that happens. Now, I know the league year starts here, obviously, in a couple weeks. Is he due roster bonuses, though, starting in March? Because I think that would be the one hiccup if you're going to wait.
But you could trade him now.
You could trade him now. No, absolutely. I know that. But if you're going to not...
Or work out the trade.
Yeah, if you're going to wait until draft day, and by the way, on March 20 of this year, 7.1 of his base salary vests from injury only to full guarantee.
Okay, that's very important.
That's from overthecap.com.
So we're talking about the trade would probably need to be made as
soon.
The league year starts.
Yeah, soon.
Or agreed to before the league year starts.
Correct. So it would have to happen before then. But yeah, I'm with you, man. I think you got to trade him.
So at this point, I think we probably have a lot of people who are listening to us on board. We also have those who are saying, Anthony Barr is too valuable. We can't make that trade. Don't make that trade. Let me now couple it with some of this to tell you why I think you're going to come to our side.
Reckless speculation.
Recklessly speculating, I am hearing that Danielle Hunter has told the Vikings what he wants.
Oh, wait, this is you reporting?
Yeah, I've heard this.
Oh, wow.
But it is reckless.
Oh, okay.
It's reckless, so don't take it to the bank. But what I'm going to tell you also is going to be a no bleep Sherlock.
Oh, like, okay. I got you.
This is what I've heard Danielle Hunter wants. 5 years. 5 year contract. And keep in mind, he's coming off a neck injury, which scares me to no end. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
5 years, something along the lines of 27 to 27 and a half million per year. All right. Now, I'm not saying I won't do that. I'm saying it makes me swallow hard, and I don't know. I like it. And for a guy coming off a neck problem, Declan,
yep,
it scares me more.
I get that.
All of that does. But you can't dismiss the fact. So in Barr's case, I contend that he does a very good, he does a very nice job. He is not an outstanding player, but he's a very solid one, and he's good. And my gamble, if I'm gambling on a guy like Barr, is I can replace him. It might not be with an exact duplicate, but I think I can replace him, and Kendricks is back. So if Barr is gone, my overall linebacking core might take a step backwards, but I don't think it's done. Like, I don't think I have not forfeited a player who's going to Canton, right? He is not a Hall of Fame player. What scares me overall about the whole Danielle Hunter thing is if he comes back and he's healthy, I believe that he is has a good chance of being a Hall of Fame talent. Like, he's that good. So I am not dismissing the fact that I would be willing to pay him 5 years. Let's say it's $27 million per year on average, but I can somehow smooth out things now to bring the cap hit down in 2021 and 22. All right. But if I'm going to do that, I think I have to get rid of Barr.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
But I'm going to keep... But. The thing about Hunter is the neck injury does frighten me, But I'm not saying he can't stay because he's too good if healthy. But that's where I think the people who are probably who were saying, but Barr, you got to keep him. If you say to him, okay, but if I do that, I can't pay Hunter, I think would come around and say, okay, if that's the case, move on from Barr.
Yeah, you're going to have to. I mean, I don't really see a situation where if Danielle Hunter wants to make $25-plus million per season, where Anthony Barr also makes 15 and your quarterback makes 32. This is
and you're paying Dalvin.
And you're paying Dalvin Cook.
I mean, you're paying a lot of people.
Harrison Smith needs a new deal. Yeah. Justin Jefferson, thank God's on a rookie deal. You don't got to address that. Brian O'Neill needs a new contract if you want to start kicking that can down the road, right?
That's a great point because he's going to need a contract and he's going to get paid too.
I mean, I'm very glad I'm not Rob Brzezinski. It's fun to recklessly speculate like we do here on Purple Daily, like no one else does. At the same time, I don't know how you're going to be able to figure out how Danielle Hunter makes that money with a quarterback making as much as he does and an offensive line that needs sewn up. And a team that's in desperate need of other positions that they have to fill the roster spots on.
It's going to come back to bite you, Declan. That's how you always do it.
The difficult thing is it's hindsight, but like I'm willing to pay Danielle Hunter $25 to $27 million per season if I didn't have a quarterback who's making $20-plus million too. If I had a quarterback on a rookie contract, I'm fine with doing this. I know you have trepidations about the neck injury, and rightfully so. You should. I think the guy's going to be just fine. And I get it. Necks are scary.
Necks scare me.
Neck, head.
Knees, I'd be like, okay. ACL reconstruction done all the time.
But I think...
I don't know how neck's going to rebound.
I think Danielle Hunter comes back just fine. I really do. And I'm okay paying him that money. But the problem is there's a quarterback who's going to be the highest paid quarterback in 2022 with the way things are heading. And it's going to cause a hell of a conundrum for Brzezinski and Spielman.
So I'm going to ask you a question off of that.
Okay. Reckless speculation.
Because it's a question that I guarantee you has been discussed internally at TCO Performance Center. If push comes to shove and you have to trade Danielle Hunter, which is, to me, worst case. But if you say, we can't pay him, he's got a neck problem, we just can't do it. What is the minimum that you would be willing to take back? Because for me, it obviously starts with a first round pick.
Yeah.
And I think I'd want a little bit more.
Yep.
I don't know I'd get more. And I do think the teams would then throw back at me, but he's got a neck problem.
If you do not get it at least a first round pick for Danielle Hunter, you have done something drastically wrong. And if you want to just trade him for peanuts and pull a dumb Bill O'Brien and send off DeAndre Hopkins, luckily Rick Spielman
is. These guys aren't stupid.
Look, people rag on him, but Rick Spielman ain't that dumb. And I think you need at least a first-round pick back. I mean, you got a first-round pick for Percy Harvin. You were able to get a first-round pick for Stephon Diggs. You absolutely can get a first-round pick for Danielle Hunter and possibly more. I'm trying to think of is there something player-ready that you can get back to from the team? I think that's also part of the discussion. But you're talking multiple draft picks. I shouldn't say multiple first-round picks. I'd be shocked if that's the case. Maybe they're staggered.
Sure.
But I think it's at least a first-round pick and probably then also a mid-tier pick to go along. At least the floor of that is. I'm more willing to trade Danielle Hunter because the return would be much more significant than an Anthony Barr. It's not even close. So if we have to get to that point, I mean, you can find defensive. This is a defensive end heavy draft. There's guys being mocked to the Vikings at 14, which we're going to get into in a little bit.
Not this guy, though.
But Danielle Hunter is one of the most special defensive ends in the league. When he is healthy, he's a top. I think he's probably top three, top five in the NFL. What he does, man. So if you can't pay him, you do have to entertain those trade talks.
And I don't think that he is going to, my guess, show up for training camp unless he gets paid. Because I think with him, I think his comeback is, I'm coming off a neck problem. I was basically, and it was his choice, but his people took a really bad deal for a guy that good a few years back, but they signed it. But if I'm him coming off neck surgery, and I have put up the statistics that he has, and I think, what, in 2018, 19, was it 14.5 sacks
mm-hmm.
each season, which is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is he says, I don't show up unless I get paid. And I don't really blame him. But this is going to become a major story.
Yeah.
Like it's percolating now. This is going to become a major. The Cousins talk is fun, but I mean, the Cousins thing can just ride.
Right.
Like it could just be done.
Yeah.
So the speculation there is fun, but it could just be done, and then he's back as quarterback, and there's no problems there. I think the number one story for the Vikings, unless they come to a quick deal on an extension for Hunter, is going to be his contract and his plans. Because if they say no, I don't see him saying, ah, too bad.
Yeah.
And they might say, come back, continue to play on your contract, and if you prove to be fully back in 2021, we'll pay you. Mm-hmm. But Declan, I think he'll say no.
No, I rightfully so. He signed that contract, which was just a disaster
situation. Why has people signed that contract?
I think, look, he was 20 years old. He saw $40 million guaranteed.
But was he that young at the time?
I mean, he's damn young. He was the youngest player in the NFL when he came in.
Right.
He's a
ways into his career. But for a guy who had became that good a player to sign that deal, to me, was ridiculous. But I think he's done with it.
Yeah, he's 26 right now. He'll be 27 in October.
Okay.
So he was 23 years old, saw $40 million guaranteed, and I don't blame him there.
Time to mock?
Let's do it. Let's mock.
Man. I want to mock!
Mock!
And before we get into our Mock Draft Monday, we have a special announcement here at Score North. No, February is done, thank God. Super Bowl came and went. Now we're in Mock Draft March season. But March is also Pick Your Prize Month here at Score North. Every day.
Tell me more.
Between March 8th and March 26th, one person will win $100. You got 100 bones in your pocket. Doesn't sound too bad, right? Every day between March 8th and March 26th, one person wins $100. But also, that person will also be entered to win a $10,000 prize pack from one of our 9 partners. You want to get in on this? You want $100? You want $10,000?
How do I do it, Declan Goff?
It's very easy.
How do I do it?
$10,000 prize pack, excuse me, and $100? You want that? It's very easy. You open the Score North app. It's on Apple or Android devices. I mean, you probably already have it.
Mm-hmm.
You then go to you register through the Pick Your Prize contest through the Listening Rewards link in the app. And you can register daily for this possible $100 prize giveaway every day. And then the Pick Your Prize, there's ATVs up for grabs, Judd. There's from Corona Hard Seltzer, they are sponsoring the 2021 Sea-Doo Sparks Tricks 3 Up. Jet ski. That is a lot of a mouthful. A jet ski.
Go out on Lake Minnetonka?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know me and jet skis.
Yeah. And
Mr.
Lake
Jet Ski.
Yes. So
love to take my shirt off.
Check it out. Again, very simple. Open the Score North app, enter the Pick Your Prize contest through the Listening Rewards link in the app. And every day between March 8th and 26th, one person will win $100, and that person will also be entered to win a $10,000 prize pack from one of our 9 partners.
I love it. That is a golden opportunity. All right. I want to mix two things actually as we get into Mock Draft Monday. I want to mix. I think this is a first.
Reckless speculation.
With
I want to mock.
Mock! Because I have found 2 mock drafts that are, how can I put this? They are below board as far as, you know, it's not a Peter King. Mm-hmm. It's not a Mel Kiper. It's not a McShay. It's people we don't know of, really.
Sure.
So I think that their mock drafts are reckless, but also great.
Yep.
So I'm going to start with Valdivino's mock draft, which is done by a guy by the name of, fittingly enough, Matthew Valdivinos.
Come on, you got it.
Matthew Valdivinos. So anyway, all right, his first overall pick, not surprisingly, Trevor Lawrence to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Zach Wilson, number 2.
Yep, Zach Wilson is 2. Jamar Chase taken by the Dolphins with the pick that they got from Houston, which I actually think might go back to the Texans in a Deshaun Watson trade.
Okay.
That will send Tua to the Texans. I think that trade very likely could get done at some point here. But for now, the Dolphins take Jamar Chase, the wide receiver from LSU. At number 4, Justin Fields, quarterback from Ohio State, becomes a replacement for Matt Ryan. And at number 5, offensive tackle Oregon, Penei Sewell, goes to the Bengals as the Bengals continue to get more protection for Joe Burrow, which is probably a good idea. Now let's drop down here as we go through the mock draft. We get to pick 12 for the Panthers in a trade that they've got with San Francisco. Carolina According to them, I don't like this one, has Mac Jones, the quarterback from Alabama, going to become your guy Teddy Bridgewater's replacement.
Bad idea.
At 13, the LA Chargers take Rashawn Slater, the big offensive tackle from Northwestern. And at 14, the Minnesota Vikings, according to this mock draft, take Quiddy Pay, edge rusher from Michigan.
I want a mock!
Mock!
According to the write-up, the Vikings have a desperate need for talent on the defensive line, whether on the edge opposite Danielle Hunter or the interior. They select what many view as the top edge rusher in the class of 2021 in Quiddy Pay, who is a dominant run defender whose motor runs hot 24-7.
Oh, I love that.
The explosion he plays with at 270-plus pounds is truly rare, Declan, and he would be an excellent option to pair with Hunter, assuming, of course, from our earlier discussion that Danielle is here. The retooling of Mike Zimmer's defense gets another quality piece.
Wow. I mean, I don't mind Quiddy. I mocked. I did a little Declan watches the film on him. I wouldn't mind Quiddy Pay. I wouldn't mind him.
Okay, so that pick makes sense, right?
Right.
Like, it's reckless because I don't know who the guy is.
Mm-hmm.
But that pick, you say to yourself, it's a fine pick. But, yeah, you know, it's a Zim type of pick, right?
Right.
Like, it doesn't really excite you as far as, oh my gosh, I didn't see that coming at 14. Let's get to our second mock draft.
Reckless speculation.
I want a mock.
Mock!
It's ESPN New York.
Okay.
Or, I'm sorry, it's Elite Sports, not ESPN New York. All right. So, okay. But they're doing mock drafts.
Yep.
Mm-mm. Number one, not Trevor surprisingly,
Lawrence.
Thank you.
Zach Wilson.
Number two to the Jets.
Devontae Smith.
Devontae Smith at three. Justin Fields at four. Ja'Marr Chase at five. Okay, boring.
Boring. Boring.
But
we're
now,
getting down.
Oh, okay. But now I'm going to scroll down.
We're at 10.
Well, here's the catch, though. In this mock draft at 13, the LA Chargers take Elijah Vera Tucker, the O-lineman from Southern Cal, who has been mocked to the Vikings in a lot of mock drafts, all right? So the Vikings guy is gone. Like, Let's say that they were sitting at 14 being like, Elijah Vera Tucker is our guy, and he's gone. So now we're down to 14. What are we going to do? Rick Spielman, you're on the clock. You got to make a pick. Who are you going to take? At 14, the Minnesota Vikings?
Oh, no.
Can you get down there? Mac Jones, quarterback, Alabama.
I want a mock.
I want nothing to do with this.
Kirk Cousins is all over trade rumors already. And while he's been consistent in his NFL career, has not been able to take the Vikings over the top.
Oh.
Jones would be the next generation leader in Minnesota they've wanted. Don't talk about Christian Ponder. The Vikings haven't invested in a quarterback early in a draft since Teddy Bridgewater.
Ugh.
Now, is that not the ultimate?
Reckless speculation.
Trade talk.
Juicy rumors.
God, I don't like that at all. I don't like that
That's
at all.
Partially why I found one that you wouldn't like. I wanted this.
Ugh. Mac Jones, man. No, not at 14. Not at 14. I can't do Mac Jones at 14. Are you kidding me? Who the hell has Mac Jones at 14? That's Christian Ponder 2.0. You want to do this? You want another system quarterback from Alabama who sits there in the pocket and is a damn statue and only can have checkdowns all damn? That's what you want?
ESNY. ESNY.
Oh, look, I'm not a big Kirk Cousins fan. I think that's pretty obvious. I will riot if it's Mac Jones.
Oh, it's
at
a
14.
Terrible pick, but I loved it.
I will riot.
How good is Mac Jones?
I think he's just a project. I'm not trying to say he doesn't have an NFL career because I think there is something there.
So does Kyle Trask have one? What's Kyle Trask?
I think both of them are projects. I think Trask more of a project probably than Mac Jones.
Yeah, I agree with that. But Mac Jones also was in a system. Like, I don't know. I just have no idea.
Right. Yeah.
But 14, you are 1,000%. If they took that quarterback at 14,
I
think Spielman would be signing his basically Vikings GM death certificate.
Right. That would not be good, man. You can't do that. Don't, Rick Spielman, I know you're a fan of the show on Purple Daily and you're a big Corona Hard Seltzer guy, but you put down the seltzer for that one. Mac Jones at 14 is too many. I know when I get too many seltzers in, Judd. There's a reason I only do a couple seltzers in for a video series because I'm still tame then.
Put down the car keys first.
Yep, by all means.
And the draft card second.
That goes without saying.
And
that
the draft card second, right?
Yep.
Don't drink and draft.
Correct. Don't do that. Hey, by the way.
Yes.
As we end the show here, a little bit of breaking NFL football news.
You've got both shows, Mackie and Judd and this one.
The Arizona Cardinals are giving J.J. Watt a two-year deal worth $31 million, 23 guaranteed. J.J. Watt rap sheet reporting that the Arizona Cardinals are giving J.J. Watt a two-year deal worth $31 million, 23 guaranteed. So, this is from Rappaport.
So DeAndre Hopkins successfully recruited him to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I wonder if Fitzy comes back now.
I think he does.
That's pretty enticing.
The ageless wonder there.
Ooh, the West is going to be stacked again.
Oh, yeah. Cardinals will be good. I think they'll be good. I know they were your team this year.
I told you, Kyler Murray.
You were a little early.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, I can feel that coming.
Yeah.
But I still, that's an interesting signing.
J.J. Watt to the Arizona Cardinals. We wrap up here.
So he goes from the AFC to the NFC and makes it that much more difficult, too.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck to y'all. All right. We're done. Mackie was out today, but you know what? He'll be back tomorrow.
Supposedly.
Tuesdays are what for Purple Daily?
How to fix the Vikings?
Oh, that's a lot of work,
I believe.
Right there.
And that's
a lot of work right there.
A while.
All right. He's Dex. I'm Judd. We'll talk to you.